Good morning. It is August 4th, 2016. The time is 06:16 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside. This morning on a Thursday morning, got the windows cracked open here, and about 60 degrees. You can feel a slight humidity coming in. It's going to be a little bit humid again, but that's okay. It's summertime, and I got my Pokemon Go game going, and I have two Pokemon in the vicinity, but because of a recent update that the company Niantic, the Pokemon company, oh, one just left, so all I have is an Abra that is nearby, has done something to the portion of the application here, the Pokemon Go game app, that you can no longer see how close a Pokemon is to you. There would be three little footprints near underneath the little icon of the Pokemon that's nearby. And that's primarily because the development studio behind Pokemon Go has defended its decision to kill off a key feature in the game and block third-party apps. And that key feature is those little footprints that would tell you how close. And the big thing is it's blocking third-party apps, sort of like there's some Pokemon maps that are out there. And but this past Tuesday, was it? On Facebook, Niantic addressed a controversy around the recently removal of the footprint feature from the wildly popular augmented reality game, smartphone game. The feature shows, and that's the footprints, the feature shows users roughly how close they are to a given Pokemon in the area, but amid some technical issues, it was removed entirely at the end of July in the game's first major patch. Niantic is now doubling down on the move despite calls for the feature's return, and has indicated that it wouldn't be coming back anytime soon. The company said the feature was removed in order to improve upon the underlying design. And what this does is the removal of the footprint radar has proven especially irksome for some players, because Niantic is also forcing third-party map apps and websites to close, leaving users with no effective way to find Pokemon. These maps, the most popular of which is called PokeVision, which I have used and it was a good map, would tap into the game's data to tell you exactly which Pokemon are in the vicinity and where to find them. So the only way to find out where or when there's Pokemon nearby is to actually go into the game now. So they force that. And it's sort of similar to what Periscope, owned by Twitter, did to Meerkat when Twitter denied Meerkat access to certain data off of Twitter. And that was sort of like the demise of Meerkat, but Meerkat's still around. Of course, the PokeVision map, if I bring that up now on my desktop here, it, where do I have it? I thought I had it here. Well, anyway, it just doesn't work anymore. And that's a shame, because it was pretty fun part of the game using that. Am I going to stop using the game? Probably not, because I'm pretty much engaged in this game to a certain degree. I'm not really addicted, because I haven't really been playing it all that much. I am up to a level 9, and I think I have I've captured anywhere in the vicinity of, if I can bring it up here, 41 out of the 250 Pokemon that you can catch. So, and I have like 116 Pokeballs right now. Of course, there's an area when I come home from work, I sort of check out over there in Owego, New York, that's sort of a target-enriched area for Pokemon stops. And what I found using the game, the Pokemon stops that are in the game, they're at historical markers. For the most part, they're we have these markers. They're metal, and they're on the side of the road, indicating a historical part of what that location is. Or there might have been a historical building there, or the church that is right there. You know, and I'm finding them at a lot of churches. There's a lot of churches and monuments there in the Owego Square there by the courthouse. There's about three Poke stops right there by the fireman's fountain that I have. I've done a Periscope there, I believe, and I've talked about it here on this program formerly known as Audio Boo. So it's pretty interesting in the aspects that the game gets you out to these locations. And in the case in my local area, I've looked at some historical markers that I knew were there, but I never read before, and I'm reading them, and it's like, oh, that's interesting. So it gets you out to walk around to see what the local historical sites are. And I believe in Owego, there's this one area where there's probably at least anywhere from 15 to 20 Pokestops within the walking distance area. So, and there's a portion of Owego, New York that's very historical, the River Row along the Susquehanna, that has a river walk that I have walked with Max several times. So so is this map killing update gonna keep me from playing the app, the Pokemon Go app? No, not really. I'm not playing as much as I have. It's been out, 3 weeks now, going on 4 weeks, almost a month now, and it's a pretty interesting game. I've sort of noticed that the press on it has sort of gone a little bit down on it. It's still a popular game. I have caught in my drives into work seeing people along the sidewalks there. They're on the, they're searching for Pokemon, because it's just, they're at one of those markers, and it's sort of an, you know, early morning is like, okay, what's this kid doing? Well, they're, school's out, so they're out searching for Pokemon. So and it's a pretty social game, to where I'm interacting with my adult, young adult children there. That my son there, he is the, I dubbed him the Pokemon Encyclopedia, to where I talk to him about the game and stuff. So it, little family interaction there with this game. So all the stupid stuff you hear about people driving and using the Pokemon game, and that's the same as if you're texting while driving, which you should not do. It's illegal here in New York State, and it can be highly dangerous, and it causes deaths in car accidents, and or else somebody walking and they walk into the traffic that they're not aware of. So I laugh in one sense at the warnings that the game gives you at the beginning when you fire up the game on your smartphone, but then again, I'm glad they're there, because it's a sort of tell these people that are they're probably highly intelligent, but dumber than a box of rocks when it comes to common sense, that hey, be aware of your surroundings, and because you can get sucked into this game to where you're not aware what's around on your 360, and that means your general surrounding area within 10 to 15 feet of where you're at any given time. So but this particular drop of this, I'm not too particularly fond of, but we'll see where this takes the game. I don't know if there's going to be workarounds, if there is a map that pops up, but I know that the Pokemon Vision game, or PokeVision map, I was using, and I liked using it. It was a fun map just to sit here to see what Pokemon are all out there. So that's about all I have. I'm gonna have my cup of coffee here and get my day started. You'll have a good one. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.